Well, hello there, and welcome to your show, Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. And you are the key person. You're the person we wait for, we long for, we want you to call in. This is definitely your show. I'm Debbie Giorgiani with Jerry Usher, and we're excited about this topic because we titled it, Jerry, Time is Passing Quickly.
Yeah, we are looking forward to hearing from you, the Take Two family, with your lived experience of that topic. You may be asking yourself already, well, what does that mean? Time is passing quickly. Well, we mentioned even yesterday, it was the 1st of July, and even the day before that, June 30th, mm-hmm. Debbie and I both were talking about how quickly 2025 is going by. And so we want to hear from you. Are you at a stage in life where you feel like things are just moving along really quickly, maybe even at light speed, it can feel like sometimes? Or are you somebody who thinks time is dragging on? Maybe you're in a family situation or a job or something that is kind of, you look at the clock, you go, oh man, it's only, you know, this particular time, or it's only this date or whatever. Or do you feel like time is moving quickly for mm-hmm. you? Give us a call. Share your take on this at 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986.
And here's how we roll here on Take Two, okay? It's so easy. If you're listening, you are part of the Take Two family. So we expect you to call in because this is your show. We said that right at the beginning, at the start of the show. So what you have to say will really help other souls today. And we're talking about how, even as you get older, right, time is moving so quickly now. And how do you stay in the moment? How do you really do your very best right now and appreciate what you have right now? So that's what we're looking for. We need you to weigh in on this and share your story. And here's a special treat for all of the Take Two family today. You get Tom Price, that is call screening today, and he is delightful to talk to, and he's amazing. Great voice of Catholic radio. And so Tom Price will pick up the phone and he'll say hello to you. You'll chat with him for a few minutes. He'll put you on hold. You'll get to listen live, and then you'll slip right into the discussion, and we will have we could have a life-changing discussion today about how to not let time just slip through our fingers and we just are constantly missing the present moment. And this is important. So here's the number, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. And I can't forget the rest of the show team. Jerry, please wave on social media because Pedro is watching social media right there and is going to pick up the comments. And Michael McCall is our incredible producer who's at the controls. Hopefully everybody can hear us just really crystal clear. But what we really want, Jerry and I, and we really long for, and we pray for before every single show for 10 plus years, is for you to call in. Right, Jer?
That is correct. You may be approaching an age or at an age or past an age where life seems to be moving a little quickly, more quickly for you than it did before. I know a lot of times when we're young kids and growing up through our teen years and even maybe young adult years, we can look at life and it can seem like it's just dragging by and we're not getting where we want to go or want to be in life. But then I think when we reach a certain age, we almost wish we could tap the brakes a little bit and slow things down. So are you at that place? Do you feel life going by rather quickly for you? Maybe you get to your next birthday. Like I had my birthday yesterday and I thought, wow, you know, it seems like I just had one. And, you know, it was a year ago, but the year went by fast, you know. So do you feel like time is passing quickly or not so quickly? 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986.
I've said this many times. My mom, Connie, she's now gone on to meet the Lord. My mom, Connie, used to say this all the time, and I would laugh at her, and I mean laugh at her. And I'd say, Mom, please stop this. Quit saying this. She'd say, Debbie, do you know what life is like? And I said, what? And she'd say, close your eyes. I'd close my eyes. She goes, open your eyes. She goes, that was it. Life is that fast. And I'd say, Mom, stop it. Don't do that to me. And she'd say, I'm just telling you. She goes, be ready. She goes, as you get older, you're going to say, wow, that just went by so quickly, Jerry.
Yeah, we got a couple of folks being screened right now by, as Debbie said, Tom Price. That leaves a couple of open phone lines here. Always the best time to get in the program and get on the air is with the first group of callers. We will have full phone lines here as we get another couple of you dialing 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. 888-398-3986. Maybe you're in a... Go ahead, Deb.
I was just going to say, we have some listeners, our Take Two family. They wanted to know, and you may have answered this, Jerry, in your video, because I'm not on video today because I'm a little bit under the weather. And please pray for me, guys, because I'm taking my husband away for his birthday for a couple days. And this will be the second year we would have missed his birthday. So I got to get better rather quickly. But since you're on video, Jerry, we're having some comments come in. They want to know what's behind you. Are those bunk beds?
They are bunk beds. Yeah, I'm in a dorm room at Creighton University.
Oh, okay. We just want to make sure you weren't in some kind of cell or something.
Well, it could feel that way sometimes.
So is it like two like bunk beds? So you have a top bunk and a bottom bunk, right?
Well, they're built for that. There are no top bunks on either one. There's a sort of a quasi, not complete bunk set on each side of the room. So,
oh, got you.
Yeah,
okay.
I've got my baseball caps hanging on the ones right over on this side here.
Oh, you're making good use of the bunk beds. That's good.
Oh, yeah.
Well, the Take Two family definitely wants to know because we're all about the details. And so because of that, you've got to call in and share the details of your story of this. Do you feel time is passing so quickly now? Do you feel this year is flying by? Do you feel, or maybe it's going so slow, you're like, I don't get it. Everybody's talking about time moving quickly. I feel like it's just dragging along. Whatever works for you. We cover the good, the bad, the ugly, every which way, every angle. That's the way we do it at Take Two. So please call in and share what's on your mind or heart. If you feel prompted by the Spirit, now is the time to call in. Tom Price is waiting for your call at 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986.
Just a heads up, it's our last live broadcast of this week because Debbie is taking, as she said, she's taking her husband Marty away for his birthday to a special place where they love to go. And they'll see some fireworks and have some hopefully wonderful time together, romantic time, maybe a nice candlelight dinner or two.
Mm-hmm.
So we will be taped tomorrow and Friday. Tomorrow is a show with Monsignor Charles Pope, and we're going to be, he's got a book called Catholic and Curious, and we're going to talk about the 500 questions he deals with in that book. So you have to tune in, even though it's taped. Don't miss tomorrow's show. And then Bill Federer, he's a historian, and he joins us on Friday to talk about the history of our country, where we are, where we might be going. So really interesting couple of broadcasts coming up. But now, today, we're talking about, is time going by quickly? 833-288-3986.
Wow, you guys, the Take Two family, you are responding, and you have a lot to say about this topic, so I suggest everybody stays tuned in the entire hour. We're going to learn something. We're going to walk away a little bit changed, hopefully a little bit closer to God, and that's wonderful. And you're going to be the one leading the discussion in just a moment. Let me share this, though, Jerry, with our Take Two family. EWTN podcasts are available on Spotify. Weekday shows from the Sunrise Morning Show through Ave Maria in the afternoon, plus the latest weekend programming. You can find it all on the Spotify app.
Wonderful. Okay, as Debbie promised, we're going to go to Ann, starting things off in Buffalo, listening on the Station of the Cross. Hi, Ann.
Hi, Ann. Hi. I just think the show is wonderful, and it's thought-provoking, and it's comforting to have other people just give their spin on things. So thank you
Good.
For doing this show.
You're welcome.
I've just been thinking about a lot lately. I am a retired nurse. I'm disabled, and I have a bad leg, and it's deteriorating by the week, and it's getting me down. And sometimes time seems so slow. They can't really do anything for it, and so I keep praying for that miracle. But anyway, in the same weekend, I've lost three people, a friend and another friend and a brother. And they were all kind of unexpected, and life is short, and so you go to a wake or whatever, and sometimes you have families falling out over estate issues, or people spin on things and they just don't get it, or they feel guilty about something, and they start talking about, you know, their frustration level goes up, and they just, I guess, haven't worked out all the bugs and all the grudges that they've held over the years. So I have to say, just let it go and try to appreciate the people that you have, and because you just never know. You never know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, Ann, you're very right on. I think going back to the first thing that you said, you talked about, you know, having an illness or an injury or something like that. Yeah, definitely. Times like those can really make time slow down, or so it can feel like that anyway. I remember I've shared on the show, I've gone through depression a couple times, each time about 9 to 12 months. And you look at the clock, at least in my experience, you look at the clock, then you look at it again, you think, well, at least an hour has passed by and it's been like 2 minutes, you know. And so those kinds of things can really have an impact on how we view time. But also, you mentioned letting go of things. That is so very important, especially grudges, resentments, things like that. There really shouldn't be, we shouldn't make time for those in our lives at all, any stage of our lives, no matter how old we are. But like you said, the older that we get, the further along we go in this thing called life, we really, one way or another, we're going to get rid of those things, and better to do it now in this life and then enjoy the later years of life. Debbie, I don't know if you've got some thoughts, but.
Yeah, just a couple things. So, Ann, I love what you had to say about letting go of grudges, and that means, you know, to forgive others and to let go of, and not to carry into the next life, our eternal life, this unforgiveness, right? Because that's what's going to land us in purgatory for a long time. And so it's really important for us to work out everything here on this side of the veil. But you also shared, and Ann, I have you in the prayer book. We are praying and for your health situation with your leg. Thank you for being a nurse. Thank you for caring for other people. We love our nurses so very, very much. We say it all the time on the show, and I'm sure you've heard it many times. But all the losses that you experienced, it does make us stop for a moment and say, wait a minute, we better appreciate what we have right now and better appreciate the life we have right now, because it could be, you know, we're not promised tomorrow. And so it is a wake-up call for every one of us when we experience multiple losses. And I can relate, because I there were several people this year that I knew that I was close to, and some I wasn't that close to, but I knew the family well, and they all passed away. And I'll tell you, it does remind you. And then to add to that, you get the news blurbs of all the celebrities, the next generation of celebrities that are dying, and you're like, wow, life is going very quickly. So, and we can totally relate to this. And I'm sorry for all your losses. I put everybody in the prayer book. If there's any names first names you want to give us, feel free to do that. If not, we understand. But Ann, I just want you to know that I'm just so pleased that you said yes to the Holy Spirit and called in, because I think what you have to say, and you're living it, you know, you're living it because you're dealing with the leg issue and everything. And so it's important that we remind ourselves on a daily basis, just stay in the moment. If we stay in the moment, we can make it through this crazy thing called life. What do you say, Ann?
I agree. I'll give you the names of two friends, Paula, P-A-U-L-A, Maria, M-A-R-I-A, and my brother, Joseph, J-O-S-E-P-H.
Okay, got it. I got everybody in the book, Ann. But yeah,
thank you.
Thank you. God bless you, and stay strong. Prayers are all around you, okay?
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Ann. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. How do you feel about time? That's what we're talking about today. We get only so much of it in a day. Mm-hmm. We only get so much of it in a lifetime. How we spend our time is important, and that has a lot to do with how we feel, if time is dragging along or if time is going along fairly quickly. I know in my own experience, Debbie, it seems like if time feels like it's going fast, it's usually because good things are going on in life, and I just can't hardly keep up with them, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, it's interesting. You're in formation for the priesthood. Do you feel right now it's moving quickly, or is it slow because you're looking forward to the priesthood? I'm just curious.
Well, I'm laughing because you really hit the nail on the head on that one. I have to, you know, pull back the reins on the horses every now and then, you know, whoa, you know, because, yeah, I mean, you want to get there, you want to be there, you want to be on the altar, you want to be hearing confessions. But at the same time, when you look at the seriousness, you know, the gravity of everything, the sublime calling that it is, it's a good thing that we go through all of the rigorous formation that we go through. So it's kind of a mixed bag. You know, I'm happy to be going through all of the academics and the human formation, intellectual formation, pastoral, spiritual, all of that. Mm-hmm. But there is a part of me, you know, every time I go to Mass, I see the priest up there and I say, oh, you know, God, by your grace and utter mercy, that could be me someday. Hurry up, you know.
So. Wow. Very cool. Okay, there is an open phone line because Ann just freed it for somebody. So if you feel prompted by the Spirit to weigh in on this conversation about is time moving quickly for you or is it just dragging along, 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. We're going to move to the great state of Texas, Midland, Texas. Lydia, our friend, is listening on Guadalupe Radio Network. Hi, Lydia. Welcome.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
We're doing well. Thank you so much.
I just want to tell you, I used to be 5 years old, and I used to be 16 years old. Then I turned 21. And my birthday's coming up in August. And I'm not quite 100 yet, but I'm getting there. And I've been thinking about my years because I look at the kids. I said, I used to be your age once upon a time. I said, but now here I am. I used to be a young person listening to my grandparents, my aunts and uncles, and listening to their advice. And I treasured every moment because they're all gone now. And I would love to hear their advice to me because they always try to help me out by telling me what they went through and all this stuff. And I keep thinking when I was young, I thought they were a lot older, but now here I am, their age. And I'm thinking, my Lord God in heaven, help me do what I need to do in my life because our lives are short and our time here on earth is limited. And unlike me, I keep telling people, I say, because I have lost so many people in my life, Jerry and Diane, Debbie. And I just feel like, because people's always asking me, well, how do you have faith? And I says, well, because God is good and God is such a loving God. And we have homework to do here on earth. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to make the best of every day and be nice to people because I work at the nursery with the little kids, and I just love the little ones. And I'm always talking to them about Jesus and telling them about, you know, we need to be nice to each other and be nice and just be at peace and love because that's what Jesus wants us to do. And I like to wear T-shirts that have messages of Jesus on it so that way you can help spread the word. But we have so much to do in our lives. And I just keep thinking, the days are going by so fast, but I keep telling God, I got so much to do. Please let me accomplish it because I used to help people accomplish their deeds and you know, doing what they need to do. So now I need to do my own. So I'm asking God, please, Lord, help me do what I need to do because, like, I need to clean up my room and I don't want my kids to say, like Mother Angelica one time, she said, whatever you have in your drawers, you haven't had it for years. You need to look in so people are going to say when you die, what the heck is this stuff in this drawer, you know?
Right.
So it just says, I'm trying to get prepared. But like you say, the days, I treasure every day. But I have noticed that before I knew it, here I am today. And I thank God that I am what I age I am today. But I just said, I don't need more time.
Well, Lydia, you've said a lot of very wise things, and I think the key thing for us to remember is there are three sort of moments of time. There's past, there's present, and there's future. Mm-hmm. We can get hung up on the first one or the third one, but where we really need to, we really want to plant ourselves is in the present moment and living it to the fullest. God has given us the moment that we have right now. And I totally understand what you're talking about, how you get older and you think, well, I'm not that old yet. But you know, when you're in like 14, 15 years old, you look at the kids just one grade ahead of you and you're saying, why aren't they using walkers and wheelchairs? They're so old, you know?
Right.
But so, yeah. Go ahead, Deb.
No, I'm right with you, Lydia. I have to tell you, it's so interesting. Every morning when I wake up now, and I'm approaching 60 in November, and every morning when I wake up, I say, this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. And if I stay in this day, I'm pretty happy. I really can make it through the day. It's when I start thinking about everything from the past or I start worrying about getting older and what's going to happen, you know, to my body and how I'm going to age and all that kind of stuff that everybody worries about when they get older. Then it's miserable. It really is miserable. And so I've learned to try and practice this on a regular basis. And it really keeps me in a nice frame of mind. What do you say to that, Lydia? Am I on the right track?
Oh yeah, because I'm a hard worker, and I'm in the get and go. But I've noticed my knees are bothering me, and my shoulders bother me, my back is bothering me, and arthritis is bothering me. And I didn't invite them in, but they're here, and I keep asking God, please, Lord, help me with my body because I have work to do. But I, I know what you're saying, and, mm-hmm. and I keep thinking, I keep telling, this is what I feel. Yesterday is history. There's nothing you can do to change it. Tomorrow's a mystery, but today's the present God gave us, so let's live the best.
Amen, sister. I love
Amen
it.
Amen indeed. Good.
Anyway, I'm looking forward to July 19. God bless you guys, and I'm real tickled, and I'm looking forward to it, to going to Plano, Texas, to come see you guys, because it's sold out, so nobody can come get no more tickets now, because it's gone.
That's right, it's sold out, but it's a free event, but it's all registered up, every seat is taken, and that is amazing. But Lydia, we're going to celebrate your birthday early, because as you said, it's August, so we'll celebrate it early in July 19th, okay?
Yeah, thank you, because my birth is August 11th, and I love my birthstone, the peridot. I love that color. I just love it. But I put on Facebook, happy birthday, Jerry. I hope you saw it.
Thank you, Lydia. You're so kind. You know, I got so many Facebook Messenger messages. I'm trying to stay on top of all of them, but you're so sweet. Thank you so very, very much. And thank you for the call. We will look forward to seeing her, Debbie, in Texas on July 19th. And might want to just give it like a 15-second. What is that about? You know,
real quickly. It's the 25th anniversary for Guadalupe Radio Network. It's a free event. So 2,000 folks signed up for it already. And so every seat's going to be taken. Deacon Harold Burke-Sivers is going to be there. Monsignor Charles Pope, Father Chris Alar, Jerry, you'll be there. I'll be there. Adam Bly, Julie Carrick. Matt Marr is going to do a concert. We're going to have video presentations from Father Cedric Pizania, Father Sam Medley. It goes on and on. I have the brochure right in front of me. Make sure I got everybody. Yes, everybody's, and it's just going to be incredible to celebrate 25 years keeping the promise for Guadalupe Radio Network.
Amen. Praise God. Okay, Maria has been holding patiently in Glendale, Arizona, listening or actually watching today on YouTube. I'm waving to all of you on YouTube. Hi, Marie. Welcome to the program.
Hi. Hi.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine.
Good. Glad to hear that. What would you like to share on the topic today?
Similar with this previous caller, that I'm getting older by the minute. I'm going to be 87 this year, and I feel every day is a gift. And I'm having trouble getting around. The legs are bothering me, but I still don't stop. And I want to thank you people for putting such emphasis on the Sacred Heart. I motivated myself to get out of town to get to Mass last Friday for the Sacred Heart.
Aww.
And you got to just thank God for every day. You got to let go and let God. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, you can't complaining gets you nowhere. Just keep on going. Mm-hmm. And I turned everything over to God. And, I want to congratulate you on your anniversary and Debbie and on her award that she got. And I really appreciate listening to all of your program and all the other programs that she's on. You know, I listen to everything. So I really appreciate you.
Thank you, Marie. Thank you.
Thank you, Aunt Marie, for telling Debbie all this kind stuff.
Yeah. We're not related, but I feel like we are, right, Marie?
I'm an old Italian lady. My mother was born in Palermo, Sicily. Italian except Venomunch. Yeah.
There you go. Well, we may be relatives. You never know. It's a small island there.
Yeah. Could you please pray for my daughter? She got hurt. She just hurt herself, one of the dog things, she broke her toe, and she's having a rough time.
Okay. Absolutely. But Marie, you're permanently in the book, so we pray for you all the time. So
I need it. Thank you very much. And I have a good friend, Sonia, that is a recent widow, too, and she's having a rough time. You know, and she's really good. She goes out of her way to drive me around.
Okay. Aww. Well, we'll pray for those wonderful people there in your life, Marie. And thank you for being such a devoted Take-Two family member. We appreciate that so much. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. How does your life feel right now? Is time going by fast or not so fast? Let us hear your lived experience about this.
We're talking about how time is moving rather quickly now, so we would love for you to jump in on the conversation. There is an open phone line for you if you feel prompted by the Spirit. If you don't have to be Catholic to call in, we'd love for you to join the conversation at 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Before we get back to the phones, Alan is going to be up next from Houston, Texas. Alan, hang on. Congratulations going out to another great EWTN radio partner celebrating an incredible 21 years with us. Living Bread Radio has three stations serving Canton, Cleveland, and Youngstown, Ohio. Congratulations to Barb Gaskell and her team at Living Bread Radio from your friends here at EWTN. You know, we were talking about Guadalupe Radio Network is 25 years, Living Bread Radio, 21 years. Jerry, think how many souls have been impacted by Catholic radio.
Really, when you really stop to think about it, it's hard to wrap your head around. And I was having a breakfast this morning, Debbie, with a mutual friend of ours, and Tom would know her, Sherry Brownrigg, here in Omaha. And we were talking exactly about that, just how, you know, Catholic radio, the impact that it's had on souls and communities and families and marriages and you name it. And so, yeah. Praise God for the affiliates who stay on the air through your help, folks. You are the listeners of the local stations. You keep them on the air, and then you can hear the great EWTN programming through their stations.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we do have an open phone line. Jump in if you think time is moving quickly or it's dragging along. You're like, oh my goodness, another day. If that's you, we want to talk to you. Let's do this together as the Take Two family. 833-288-3986. Okay. Alan, you've been waiting so patiently in Houston, Texas on Guadalupe Radio Network. Hi, Alan. Welcome.
Good day, Jerry and Debbie. Good to talk to you again. I talked to you a couple of years ago, and Jerry, ditto what you just said. Everybody out there, support your local Catholic radio stations and networks. They are key, especially with EWTN, and also I think they will greatly help to transform this country into what it should be.
Amen. Amen.
Well, I'm going to tell you, as I was telling Tom, I was hearing what Ann and Lydia were saying. Shout out to Lydia out in Midland, fellow Texan. I just turned 60 last year. I had lost my mom at the beginning of Lent of last year as well, too. So it was the birthday was different. It was very sobering. I did find time for joy, whatever it was. But I'm realized right now that, yes, we're not here forever. We have to put our total full trust in Almighty God. We need to slow down. And I would not only just say that to people who are getting up as old as I am, or whoever it may be, Lydia, Ann, whoever it might be, slow down. I was telling Tom, I said, it was a beautiful sunset on Friday as I was driving home. Mm-hmm. Now, we're in Houston. We're having the Saharan dust that's coming in across the Gulf, and it's affecting the sunsets. It's giving a tint to the sky. And that is a beautiful act of God right there that we have. And if you want a lesson of taking your time, and just kind of looking at things. I think there used to be a Father Leo Clifford who used to be on EWTN, a Franciscan. He is now since dead. And I believe he gave a talk one time and he said knew of a woman who she was dying to get out of school. Then she was dying to get her first job. Then she was dying to retire. And then before long, she was dying. And when I heard that, I realized that I did a lot of that when I was in my 20s and in my teens. When you get there, you have lost things in life. You're missing the full picture. You got to stop. You have to look at the moment. You have to see it. It is all there. God put it in front of you. Look at that moment, and you will grow in close relationship to Almighty God. Look at your neighbor around you. I totally agree. Do not give in to your grudges. Forgive. The person you forgive may not forgive you. Don't worry. Just be at peace with Almighty God at the center of your life.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Amen. Well, what a great take. What a great comment you had there, Alan. Thank you so much. And we read in Romans, I think it's chapter 1, around verse 19, it talks about, Paul writes, for what can be known about God is plain to them through nature. We can know God through nature. And so every single human being on the planet goes through life every day without exception, and there's no changing this. We go through life with the things of God all around us that God has made, God has created. Some are not as, maybe not as beautiful, like a big building. We don't look at a building the way we would look at a sunrise, like you're talking about, or a waterfall or a mountain range or something like that. But the fact is, Alan, you're so right. We have to just sometimes slow down and be intentional about finding God in the created world, taking those. Debbie, we need to take those moments and just take it all in, take a deep breath, and then say, God, thank you so much.
Yep, absolutely. Alan, as you were speaking, it just jogged my memory again. I've shared this before on Take Two, but it's just so powerful. I look at Blessed Carlo Acutis, who he's going to be canonized in September, and his last words to his mother when he died at 15 years old is that he didn't waste any time. Every single day was for the Lord. He did not waste a single second. And how beautiful that is for this very young saint. And then I look at, we're talking about celebrities. I look at David Cassidy. You remember David Cassidy? Everybody who's, 50 and 60 and 70 years old, 80 years old, you'll remember David Cassidy. Okay. And David Cassidy, before he died, he said to his daughter the famous words, so much wasted time, because it was all of he had so many regrets about taking a life for granted, taking time for granted. And it was so interesting. I mean, you look at that and you look at this great saint in our church, Blessed Carlo, and then you look at a celebrity who was on the cover of every teen magazine you can imagine, David Cassidy. Everybody thought he was good looking and a great music artist, and he had television shows and he was on radio all the time, everything. And he actually said, so much wasted time. Any quick comments on that, Alan?
Yes, I do remember when David Cassidy died. I remember growing up watching the Partridge Family when I was growing up in my native New Orleans. And don't waste it. Don't waste your time. If you're going to waste your time, I guess to all of you wasting your time, then you can just stay on your social media and you can stay watching TV and following all these salacious celebrity trials and following wars, and you can be worried about that, or you can put that down and you can go out and you can live, get through your day without using your mobile phone. Some people are going to have a hard time doing that. Just, you're going to have to change things, because you do not want to be depressed. I do not want to be depressed. And I'm going to say this, no offense, I do not want to be a grumpy, cranky old man. If you can fight against it, please fight against it. And the only way you're going to fight against it is if you put more of your trust, God the Father, God the Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, and in the Holy Spirit, the Paraclete. Mm-hmm. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. To quote Deacon Larry Oney.
Amen, Alan.
Hey, good shout out for Deacon Larry. What a great man he is. Mm-hmm. Alan, great contribution to the program, brother. Thank you so much for being with us today. Debbie, he made so many wonderful, such wisdom that Alan imparted. Thank you, Alan.
Yes, thank you, Alan. God bless you. Wow, it's a great cause. I love the Take Two family. Let's go to Colorado now, Pueblo, Colorado. That's where Susie is on EWTN.com. Hi, Susie. Welcome to the program.
Good morning.
Good morning, Susie.
The reason I'm calling is because I lost a childhood friend. We were best friends for over 60 years, and we met in grade school, and I was in first grade, she was in kindergarten. We were neighbors, a house apart. And we went through elementary school, junior high school. We would go out together. We'd go to the park every Sunday, go around the park. Just everything, everything that you could possibly do growing up. We were so close. Stayed up at, you know, go sleep over each other's house and just talk about boys, just everything. And I remember things like sitting on her porch, getting sunflower seeds and Pepsi and thinking, gosh, you know what? In 2025, we're going to be 70, and this, we're going to be this. In 19-something, we're going to be this year. And just talking and how many kids we're going to have and who we're going to marry, blah, blah, blah. So she died, and I think back to all those times and think, gosh, how fast that went. It was just like a blink of an eye. And now, you know, I when I forget that she's gone, because we used to at least talk to each other once a month, I reach over to her and to the phone to call her to probably tell her what a big, but my husband was today, you know. And she was always there for me. And I've always called her my sister of choice. So.
Wow.
That's it.
Sister by choice. I love that, Susie. And it sounds like, what an amazing reality. Your best friend for 60 years. I've said this on the show before. My mother used to say, and it puzzled me, I didn't know what she meant until I was a little bit later in life. But she said, if you have one good friend in this life, you're lucky. And I'm starting to realize, you know, I think I can count more than one, thanks be to God. But a lot of the people that we think are our friends really turn out, you know, not to be. And so you had those great memories together, and you're right. You get to a certain age, you look back, and you go, "Wow, where did the time go? Where mm-hmm. did the time go?" And then you wish, you know, when you lose somebody like you have, Susie, you just wish maybe you could. You just wish you had one more day, even, you know. And I always like to say, we will have that one last day with the loved ones we knew in heaven, with that never ending day in heaven. So.
Mm-hmm. Susie, as you were speaking, I was welling up in tears because I've talked many times about my friend Kristen, who we were infants when our parents introduced us to each other. We lived two houses apart, and we always talk about who's going to go first. And I don't know how that's going to feel when one of us departs, but you've got me welling up in tears because I can just imagine all the emotion that you went through with your friend moving on to eternal life. But I didn't catch her first name. Do you want to give us her first name for the prayer book, Susie?
Her name was Emily, and I called her M.
M. Oh, I love that. You called her M.
Yeah.
I love that. Beautiful. Well, Susie, before you go, tell us something about Emily that maybe you only knew. I mean, you don't have to give any childhood secrets, but something that you knew about her that maybe we could get to know her better as we pray for her departed soul.
Well, I just think that we knew each other's secrets.
Okay, so she confided in you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she confided in me, and I confided in her. And
nice.
We knew that that's as far as it was going to go. She was my, like I said earlier, if I was having a bad day, if I was having issues with my husband or my daughter was going through a bad stage in her life, when her kids were going through a bad stage in her life, we could call each other and talk to each other. So she was, you know,
aww,
very trusting, a very trusting friend.
There you go. There you go.
And
I love
that. But she was also fun to be around with. You know, I mean, we grew up together. We had our times when we would laugh at people and just everything that from kindergarten on up to when we were in our 60s and 70s, everything that you could possibly go through, her and I went through, you know, bad breakups, So just everything.
So M was clearly your sister friend. I love that. I love that. She was more like a sister. I think that is beautiful. Susie, you're awesome for sharing today. Thank you for letting us get to know Emily better and your beautiful long friendship that you have with her and still continue to have because she's alive now more in Christ than ever. Right, Jerry? You're alive now more. I mean, we have to remember that. That's what keeps us all going and it keeps us moving on this thing called life.
Yeah, amen. I just speaking of friendship, a chapter and some verses that have been pointed out to me and I've been praying and meditating on here at the summer program of spirituality at Creighton is the Sirach, the book of Sirach, chapter 6 and verses 5 through 17 just talks about the value of friendship. If you ever want to really know what friendship looks like and see kind of a pattern or an outline for it, just look at Sirach chapter 6, start with around verse 5 to about verse 17, and you will be very edified for doing so.
Yeah. Oh, that's really interesting. Well, it sounds like Susie and Emily had a just an amazing friendship, a very, very close friendship, and that is a beautiful thing. It's always nice to celebrate long-lasting friendships. Susie, thank you so much, and Jerry, I think we're heading to Louisiana.
Yes. We're going to go to Grace, who is listening on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Grace.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Happy You're welcome.
Jerry.
Thank you very much.
So I started to call because the topic reminded me of something that I read recently that was reflecting on how we are spiritual beings having a human experience. And more than we are like human beings having like spiritual experiences on occasion. But because we are, what's the point of the article I was reading, because we are spiritual beings, we struggle with time. We struggle with the whole concept of how time passes sometimes slowly, sometimes quickly, and it's just, we struggle with it because we are really not from the earth, from this world where time is marked and measured. So anyway, it was an interesting article I just wanted to share with you. And then it also came up for me that I have several friends who are taking care of parents who are in their last stages of life. And since I've already lost both of my parents, I always share with them to just enjoy every moment you have with them, even the difficult ones, because even the difficult ones are a blessing in some way. So I just wanted to share that with you as well.
It's very interesting, Grace. Let me just comment first because Adam Bly and I on the spirit world, and I'll be highlighting the spirit world coming up in just a couple minutes, we just did a episode on Gnosticism in the New Age and this whole idea of Gnosticism being a heresy that just won't go away and it keeps coming back over and over again. And it's this idea of a rejection of the body and an overemphasis on the spirit. And so one thing I just want to remind all of our listeners and for you, Grace, that maybe might shape this article that you read is that we are body, soul, composite, right, Jerry? And it's very, very important we remember that because that's the way we were created by God himself. And we will be resurrected. We will rise again with that glorified body, which will still make us and still allow us, even in the beatific vision, to be fully human, right? Which is really incredible. So it's a concept that and this idea of time, and this forward movement of like you're going towards something, you're moving towards something. You know, that's all part of this incredible journey that we're on as human beings. And I just want to just emphasize that we are body, soul, composite, and it's very important we recognize and understand that. Otherwise, this heresy of Gnosticism rises up and creeps into our world again. So we want to keep that understanding and that balance. I just wanted to add that, Grace, to what that article that you read. What do you say, Jer?
No, I thought that was very well put. I was wondering what you thought about that, Grace.
Oh, yeah, that totally makes sense to me.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Right.
Yeah, and I think it's a beautiful thing that we're constantly, and that's why they say that the body, our journey, we're supposed to move. We're supposed to move somehow, move in our brain to learn things, move in our bodies physically, get up and move. We are meant to move. And it's really quite a beautiful thing when you understand how we have been created by God. It's incredible. But Grace, I love your deep thinking on this. I think it's awesome. I think we should make a note, Jerry, and do some future topics on this.
I agree very, very much. Grace, thank you for calling in, being part of our broadcast today, Take Two with Jerry and Debbie, and you on EWTN Radio. Reminder that again, tomorrow and Friday, we will be have pre-recorded broadcasts. Tomorrow, it's Monsignor Charles Pope talking about his book, Catholic and Curious. It's questions and answers, 500 questions that he has received for his newspaper column, and the answers to those 500 questions. We'll talk with him about that. And Bill Federer joins us on Friday. He is an historian, and he's going to be talking about the history of the United States, mm-hmm. kind of where we've been and where we are now and where we might be going. So mm-hmm. a couple of good broadcasts to listen in for.
Brand new content. So these are very important broadcasts. These episodes were carefully prepared by our producer, Michael McCall. So please tune in for tomorrow and for the Independence Day. And then on Saturday, don't forget to tune in 10 a.m. Central, 11 a.m. Eastern, to the Spirit World. Also, if you miss it, then Sunday night, 7 p.m. Eastern on EWTN Radio. And here's what's really cool about the Spirit World this weekend. Adam and I interviewed George Weigel, and he was talking about his new book, all about what's going on in the university setting and the college campuses. Oh, Jerry, it was so interesting. So please,
excellent.
Folks, tune in to the Spirit World on Saturday. So lots of new broadcasts for the Take Two Spirit World family. So we just love you guys, and we work really hard to bring you new information at all times. But Nancy, Jerry, is going to be our next caller from Fargo, North Dakota, on our friends at Real Presence Radio. Hi, Nancy. Welcome.
Hi. Good morning.
Welcome, Nancy.
Holy Spirit's going to have to talk, because I've already I had a traumatic experience Sunday. When I drank, I didn't eat breakfast, but I was hot and I was driving, and so I stopped and got what I thought was a pop, and I asked, was there any alcohol in it? And she said, no. And I said, great. And I walked away, not letting her tell me that it had THC, which mm-hmm. is marijuana.
Yeah.
So I was... I called 911. I could not drive. And my diagnosis was accidental ingestion of marijuana.
Hmm.
But in the ambulance, it was terrifying because I couldn't talk. My throat was swelling, and my mind kept going in and out. And there was paranoia, anxiety, and stuff. And I didn't feel like the people helping were helping. And so I felt totally alone, totally abandoned, like Jesus. Really, I'd never, ever felt that way.
Hmm.
My blood type is B positive, so that's what I always am, B positive. But
wow.
I felt how Jesus could possibly be so thirsty. I've never been that thirsty in my life. And they wouldn't give me water, but that's probably a medical, caution, I guess. But while I was in the ambulance and feeling no help in this world, because I've heard that the devil hates Latin, and I had finally learned the whole Hail Mary in Latin, so that's what I began to pray. And then I also even started thinking, I'm not going to see my family again. And I will... And so I started thinking, take time to be kind to these people, and, you know, these might be my last words.
Right. Well, we're glad you're here with us, though, Nancy. You survived it, and you're strong, and you went to prayer, and that's what we all should do when we're faced with those serious situations, to really lean on God, Jerry.
Absolutely, yeah. Glad that that wasn't, could have turned out not so positively for you, Nancy. So thanks for sharing that, and thanks be to God that you are okay. It sounds like you're okay anyway. You'll be in our prayers. We're definitely, I'm sure Debbie has you in the prayer book already.
I do.
Jason and Amarillo, we're just not going to get to you. We just will not have time. In fact, we're going to hear the closing music of the show here just any moment now. But Jason, if you want to email us what you were going to share on the program, please do that. It's take2@ewtn.com. And remember, at the end of every month, right around the end, we have what we call unscripted. So anyone who didn't get on in on a previous show, you call with any topic you want on unscripted.
And thank you so much. Tom Price on the phones today did a fabulous job. Michael McCall is our producer. Pedro on social media. We love you guys on social media. Keep the chats going. Always follow us on Jerry and Debbie Facebook page and my personal page, Debbie Giorgiani. Thanks to all the affiliates that carry the program. And also, Jerry, the other two callers that were on the line, Mary Jo and Kathy, please feel free to email us as well at take2@ewtn.com. Okay, that'll do it for Jerry Usher. I'm Debbie Giorgiani, wishing you all a happy Independence Day weekend, and we'll see you on Monday. God bless you all.